Welcome back to Dakota Midday from South Dakota Public Broadcasting. I'm Carl Gerke. Entrepreneurs in the Black Hills who have a good idea for a company have a new resource for financial backing. The Black Hills Regional Angel Fund will provide financial resources for local startup companies that show potential for growth and high economic impact. The fund is being launched by the Rapid City Economic Development Partnership in conjunction with the South Dakota Enterprise Institute and its regional economic development allies. Benjamin Snow is president of the Rapid City Economic Development Partnership, and he joins us on the line from Rapid City. And Ben, welcome to Dakota Midday.
Thanks for having us.
And also on the line is Tim Wilberg. He's executive director of the South Dakota Enterprise Institute. And Tim, thanks for joining the program as well.
Thank you.
Well, I don't know who wants to begin with this question. Maybe Ben. Where did the idea for the Black Hills Regional Angel Fund begin?
Well, there have been funds over the years here in the Black Hills, but I would suppose this most recent effort was born about a year ago, the idea of creating this fund and bringing together like-minded individuals who would be interested in investing in startup ideas here in the region. And the newly elected chairman for this angel fund can't make this call, but his name is Darren Haar, and he deserves the lion's share of the credit for being the catalyst to get this thing off the ground. He contacted our office, and we started brainstorming a little bit on what was the best method to get this going. And I would say about 3 months ago, it started to formalize a little bit more, and we engaged the Services of Enterprise Institute, which already has several of these funds that successfully instituted throughout the state of South Dakota, but nothing West River. And so all these elements have come together at what we feel like is the perfect time to provide this vehicle for economic development out here.
So why do you think this is the perfect time?
Well, I believe there's a lot of demand, quite frankly, from entrepreneurs who are many times they look for traditional financing through banks or economic development agencies generally have a low-interest revolving loan funds and small grant funds, but when it comes to equity financing, that seems to be a little bit of a conundrum for us, or at least has been in the past. So having this in place is going to provide a great tool for us. Without the fund, those types of entrepreneurs may be forced to go to markets where those funds exist.
Well, maybe this would be a good time to discuss what an angel fund is and how it works. Is that something, Tim, that you can answer?
Yeah, I'd be happy to. So an angel fund is a formal investment company that really pools the financial capital of private accredited investors and also pools their industry expertise, their life skills, their talents, etc., to bring those pooled talents and financial resources into a fund and says, hey, We're open. We're going to hang our shingle so that entrepreneurs looking for this stage of capital can come knock on our door, present their vision, their business plan, and ask for the money that they need to grow their business. They come from all walks in life. They're typically called angels because in addition to providing capital, oftentimes they're able to provide other resources such as mentoring, perhaps some networking abilities, opening up the Rolodexes, et cetera. That's where the term angel comes from on a national basis. And I would say these angel funds, Ben mentioned providing equity financing, and that's very appropriate. They do have the ability to do investments, through other vehicles. For instance, they can do some sort of bridge loans and stuff as necessary, but primarily it's very appropriate to think of them as an equity financing partner. Ben mentioned also that this fund joins six other funds around the state, providing this type of capital. But certainly, this is great to have in the Black Hills. It is the first fund like this that we've worked with West River, and also happens to be the largest fund, which is outstanding. And I really think that speaks to not only the demand that Ben just kind of talked to, but also the interest of these business leaders, these investors, realizing that there is opportunities now to deploy their capital in companies.
Well, Tim, are there certain things that an angel fund does that other investment funds don't?
Well, I think a primary distinction really is that the members themselves, this will be a member-managed fund, so there aren't, one or two professional fund managers in place making all the decisions and then providing a quarterly report. That's a great model, and we see that all the time in venture capital type models. That happens. That's great. They're a great funding partner to these angel funds. What this is there might be 25 to 35 individuals that will come around a table and be able to evaluate all kinds of ideas. So with that, you know, angels typically invest in what they know and understand. You know, because of that, this broad, a very broad and diverse group of individuals comes together. They're able to evaluate, you know, more ideas. So we don't have to just focus on one certain industry that we know and understand, because people in the group have different industry expertise. So I think that the primary distinction really is that this is a member-managed fund. And, you know, think of that boardroom setting, right? There's 25 individuals sitting around the table. The entrepreneur comes and presents, and they're ultimately going to make their own decision whether the fund will invest or not. It's not a passive investment. It's very active.
Active. So they're involved as the startup companies get underway?
They can be, and that's part of that kind of that angel, you know, name as well. But certainly active from a point where they're actually evaluating the deals and ultimately raising their hand and voting if they're going to make an investment or not. But beyond the investment, and perhaps a little bit before, you know, things like mentoring. Oftentimes, if the fund is one of the first investors in this regional startup type company, they'll often take a board seat. You know, and once there's a vested interest, you know, literally their interests are aligned, and they want to help that company succeed. You know, whether it's through mentoring, you know, it could be anything that resides in those skill sets. It could be, like I mentioned, you know, marketing expertise. Hey, there's a gentleman in the group that's great at branding. Well, let's take him up to lunch and pick his brain on some ideas in your marketing plan, et cetera.
Well, Ben Snow, what is the vision in how this will work? Say I've got an idea for a company or this concept. What do I do? What's the first step?
Well, so I guess the first thing I should clarify is the fact that this is designed to be a regional fund. So we've got economic development partners that run really the gamut throughout the Black Hills. There's other economic development corporations set up kind of like ours is. Belfouche has got one that's newly created. Spearfish has a long track record, you know, from Belfouche, Spearfish, Sturgis, Rapid City. There's a Southern Hills Economic Development Group going, and then there are other economic development groups that have been formulated. Maybe they don't have a full-time staff person, but the point here is that becomes a key source of deal flow for this type of a tool. And so the economic development corporations will provide some deal flow, but we don't stop there. We also have great relationships with our institutions of higher learning. The South Dakota School of Mines and Technology, of course, is right here in Rapid City, and there's tremendous intellectual capital that comes out of that university. And as we seek to have some technology transferred into the commercial realm, a tool like this can be a huge recipient of those ideas. And so the Small Business Development Center, I guess, is another resource that can be used to help generate deal flow. But to answer your question about what do people do, what next steps do they take? It's pretty simple. They can contact our office, and they can contact the Small Business Development Center. They can contact the local economic development offices of some of those folks that I just mentioned, or they can directly contact the Enterprise Institute. And, you know, Tim can speak maybe a little bit to some of the systematized tools that are put into place. But the idea is that we want to generate lots of deal flow so that the fund members will have lots of different options to look at, lots of different opportunities. We'll have an opportunity.
So really, this is just another way to create opportunities in the region for people that maybe have these good ideas for a startup company.
It really is. And I think if you look at the foundational core of economic development is really job creation and seeing ideas take the next level, and a company that starts with one or two people blossoms into a company that's got a couple of dozen, and from there, who knows what type of growth it can experience. But it's well documented that most economic growth is from new business formation. So we really do believe that. Entrepreneurship has been part of our mission for years, and this just gives us an excellent tool in order to make that become even more dynamic than it has been.
You're listening to Dakota Midday on South Dakota Public Broadcasting. We're discussing the new Black Hills Regional Angel Fund. The announcement of the launch was yesterday. Joining us on the phone is Benjamin Snow, president of the Rapid City Economic Development Partnership, as well as Tim Wilberg, executive director of the South Dakota Enterprise Institute. And Tim, maybe you can talk a little bit about the tools that are in play here that Ben just briefly mentioned?
Yeah, you know, I think Ben did a great job of explaining that and the regional aspect to it. You know, I think that those of us in the world kind of working with entrepreneurs and in the business development kind of category, you know, we really maintain a no-wrong-door policy, meaning that wherever an entrepreneur, you know, a potential entrepreneur kind of comes knocking, you know, we try to understand what the tools, you know, each other has so that we're able to best direct them. So, Ben rattled those off, Small Business Development Center, the Economic Development Groups. It could be the Governor's Office of Economic Development from a deal flow. It could be the university system. It could be the investors themselves. You know, these folks tend to be movers and shakers, and the deals can come from there. You know, wherever that they come from, you know, that there's a variety of those sources of deals. You know, we're going to route them through a system that we use. We manage an online portal. It's a website, gust.com, G-U-S-T. This is a third-party tool that is used as kind of a primary tool for venture capital companies and angel funds like this across the country. And it's kind of literally hanging a shingle out there in the world. You know, entrepreneurs, you know, it's a highly regulated area in terms of raising capital, selling stock, right? The Securities and Exchange Commission really closely monitors that. And by being a company that's in this venture capital, this angel fund business, it's a very safe way for entrepreneurs looking for this kind of capital, raising capital, to come and knock on that door. And through that portal, wherever they come, we're going to help them get their application into that. There is no fee to apply. You know, there are several kind of screening opportunities behind the scenes that the fund will, you know, put into place to do that. But the process is very, very slick. You know, ultimately, they're going to need that business plan, and working with those variety of business development partners, they're already going to have that. So it's a really slick process.
Well, Tim, how risky is it for the investors?
Well, it's certainly very high risk, and that's part of why, you know, we're absolutely limited for the folks that can be in a fund like this, that they need to be accredited, which, you know, you can look up the definition, but ultimately it's very high net worth individuals because of that risk. You know, look at the failure rate of startups in general, right? Most startups fail. You know, and the types of companies that these angel funds and venture capital folks look at, you know, they tend to be very high growth potential companies. You know, the typically the use of funds, how they're using this capital, that they're not buying hard assets usually. You know, if they're buying land, buildings, equipment and stuff, you know, that's very much, you know, traditional financing can tackle that. The typical use of funds for these high growth potential companies and the folks that come knocking here, a lot of it's working capital. You know, it could be computer programmers to develop software. It's things that, you know, typical banks and debt financiers can't take a collateral position on, and that's really why there's that need for this in the financing chain. You know, one other thing I wanted to mention kind of speaks to the last couple of questions, is what the beauty of this model really is that it's part of a network across the state. We see that, and where, you know, if an entrepreneur is raising more money than any one fund can handle, there's an easy and quick syndication process. So that, let's say, a local company in Rapid City applies to the Black Hills Angel Fund, and we're able to apply some partial, you know, fill the partial round of capital. But maybe the other funds, you know, maybe a Brookings Fund or Yankton or Watertown or Sioux Falls, wherever they're at, maybe they'll syndicate or co-invest with this fund, the Black Hills Fund that led the deal. So very quickly, we're able to raise larger amounts of dollars for those good deals. So that's a very powerful aspect of what we're doing, what we're trying to do as Enterprise Institute in the state, is really not only help develop these funds with those local partners, but then tie them together as part of a network.
Well, Ben Snow, how difficult is it to identify which startup companies have the potential for high growth?
Well, I think Tim hit on this earlier, the fact that you've got already successful professionals that become investors in this fund. They have a wide background of expertise, and so I think the skill sets as part of the fund will help to kind of flesh that out. And I think that to the point of deal flow, you know, you may need to look at 100 deals before you see, you know, one or two that look good, that kind of meet the muster of this investment group. I mean, let's not forget that there's an overriding goal with any investment, that there will be a return on that investment. And so as Tim talks about the high-risk nature of this type of investment, you would expect that you hit a couple of home runs, and then you roll the dice on a few others that you think have promise. But
you hope that there's a really good return on those. So that whole vetting process, I think this system that Tim talked about, the GUS system, is helpful in helping to prioritize which one of those ideas kind of filter up to the top of the food chain and would get maybe the sooner looks than the others. But I have a lot of confidence in that system, and we have got a lot of confidence in Enterprise Institute as having been around a while and understand the dynamics of this to, you know, help our folks understand how those priorities shake out and which companies that they feel like maybe have the best shot.
Now that this has been launched, the Black Hills Angel Fund has been launched, I bet, Ben, you and everyone involved are pretty excited about this?
We're very excited. In fact, we're expecting, and already we did the press release yesterday and had a little press conference last night, and already this morning I'm starting to get some hits from people that have been exposed to this tool now and have contacted our office and inquired about what to do now, what to do next. And that's really what we're trying to do, is generate some interest and get back to the point of generating sufficient deal flow so that there are enough different prospects to be looking at so that you know, we get to the point where the fund will make an investment.
And Tim, I imagine you're excited about this too, seeing what'll happen next, what the results will be.
Absolutely. I mean, super excited. We've been very impressed with the Black Hills region in terms of, you know, it's just the right time. You know, over the past couple of years, probably more like 18 months, we've had, you know, four or five projects, businesses, you know, from the Black Hills region that have driven across to the eastern side of the state, knocking on those angel fund doors. That speaks to, I think, that the demand for and deal flow there too. But no, super excited. You know, I think that the School of Mines, you know, folks like that, that's a revving engine. You know, they're doing great work, and that spin-out culture is really kind of starting to fire, continuing to fire. And this is just one more tool, like Ben mentioned. You know, it's not that it didn't exist before, but perhaps formalizing it, you know, hanging that shingle, it'll just facilitate that process and move things along a little bit quicker.
Do you see any certain challenges maybe in the road ahead?
Well, I think the biggest challenge is always just, you know, deal flow. I mean, there just can't be really too much of that. We want to keep that funnel as wide as we can and keep pushing deals, you know, to the fund that makes sense, you know, through all those deal sources. I think the challenges will be fun. I think this is a very fun time for the fund. The investors enjoy listening to entrepreneurs who are passionate about their business idea, pitching their deals. It's a very fun process. So other than just a deal flow issue, I don't see any major challenges. And anyway, with that, these investors are going to be patient. You know, they're not going to just invest money just because they want to invest it. You know, they're going to wait for those right deals, and they've got, you know, several years on the horizon that they're expecting this. This isn't something that they're going to try to deploy the capital, you know, in a year or two. It's a much longer term, you know, vision to it.
And Ben, finally, for people who are interested, again, some of the resources, places they should go to find out more about the Black Hills Regional Angel Fund.
You bet. They can go to rapiddevelopment.com, call our office 605-343-1880. You can call the Enterprise Institute at 605-697-5015. And you can also contact the Small Business Development Center or these other economic development partners we have here in the region, and we'll take care of you.
All right. Well, Ben and Tim, thanks so much for taking the time to talk with us on Dakota Midday.
You bet. Thank you.
Thanks for having us.
Benjamin Snow is president of the Rapid City Economic Development Partnership, and Tim Wilberg is executive director of the South Dakota Enterprise Institute. The Rapid City Economic Development Partnership, in conjunction with the South Dakota Enterprise Institute and some regional economic development allies, they've launched the new Black Hills Regional Angel Fund. You're listening to Dakota Midday on South Dakota Public Broadcasting. I'm Carl Gerke.